The force two main rebel groups, the SLM and JEM, have come under more pressure in the past 24 hours to endorse a peace deal in Abuja. The Sudan government had accepted the 85-page document, but the rebels are holding out for more concessions. Senior diplomats from the United States, Canada, Britain, and Libya are on hand to press the Sudanese government and the rebels to a compromise. Even as mediators seek an end to the conflict, UN officials have reported an upsurge of fighting in Darfur, where a three-year conflict has led to the death of about 200,000 people and the displacement of millions. A senior official of the rebel SLM, Niamat Amadai, told VOA that it is important for an agreement to be reached in Abuja for the sake of the women and children in Darfur.
Women and children have suffered a lot from this Darfur crisis, and so that we are here for trying to do our best to make peace. And the deadlock of peace talks here, I think that we hope and we do our own best to not make a single opportunity to make peace because of the suffering of our people.
Mediators, the deep-seated animosity and mistrust are undermining the peace process. Amada says the people of Darfur have little reason to trust the government in Khartoum.
The movement does not trust the government of Sudan. Really, we can't trust this government of Sudan because the government that kills his people and commits genocide in his own people, that you can't trust him anymore.
The international community had consistently assured the Darfur rebels that it will guarantee the strict implementation of an agreement reached in Abuja. Amada wants written guarantees.
The guarantee that we are looking for is supposed to be written, guaranteed, and witnessing by the international community to be written. Not to say in verbal that we are going to guarantee this peace, supposed to be written in this agreement. The agreement is supposed to include guarantee from local, regional, and international parties.
Negotiators from the Sudan government and the two Darfur rebel groups face a Thursday deadline to reach a deal after African Union mediators gave the rebels a further two-day extension. Mediators remain hopeful that a compromise could still be reached. A top African Union mediator told VOA there is no breakthrough yet, but the struggle continues, just before he disappeared into a room for another closed-door session. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.